it being 6 o'clock, let me see, 6:01, I apologize, having issues here. I am Lisa Phoebe, the current president of the Great River Regional Library Board, and so I wish to call this meeting to order. We have a number of things we have to do by housekeeping duties, it being a new year. So first, I would like to introduce our two new board members. We have Al Amdahl, our Stearns County representative. Welcome, Al. And we also have Mike Ketchmark. Did I get that right?
You did, Lisa. Thank you.
And Mike, I'm a Yannick. My mom's a Yannick from Delano. So we have lots to talk about.
Yannick Tire.
Yes. Mike is a new Wright County Commissioner. So welcome. And we will first have Karen administer the oath of office to Mike and Al.
Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I think it would be easiest if you guys just kind of recite it together since we're all virtual. If you want to get started, I'll read the first line and then the second line and the third line. You guys can repeat it. Does that make sense? Or do you want to just read it all the way through?
Whatever's easy.
That's fine either way.
Okay. I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System.
According to the best of my judgment and ability.
According to the best of my judgment and ability.
Welcome aboard, men.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. You can sign those documents and then send them in to Patty. We'll get them on file. We do need signed copies.
So, yes.
No need for witness signature then? You can just sign?
Yep. I'll witness them when they come in.
Okay.
Okay. So welcome, Mike and Al. I also asked, is Jeff Bertram on? Is that you, Jeff? 320-250?
Yeah, somebody needs to move them over.
I'm on.
Okay, great.
Oh, I hear you.
Yes. So at our last meeting, we did a little farewell to departing members, which Michael Potter and Jeff Bertram were both departing. But Jeff had to get off the line before we were able to adequately recognize him. So I asked that he come back on tonight. Just want to thank you, Jeff, for your many years of serving on the Great River Regional Board. I always knew that you came prepared and that you represented the community well as a board member. So really appreciated your work on the board. I'm going to open this up to others if you'd like to say a few comments to Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, this is Ed Pop. I truly enjoyed being on the Great River Library Board with you. Your comments were always well taken. You were well spoken. I know you you're part of a great business out there in West Central Minnesota. So I wish you the best of luck in the future here, whatever your endeavors be.
Jane?
Like you say, thank you, Jeff, for all you've done for the Great River Regional Library Board and for managing the money the last year. You were a great treasurer. And also, I just froze here, but thank you for the calendars too and the Christmas card that was really nice that you sent out another calendar. I hate to be without a calendar. Thank you for your service.
Mary?
I'd just like to say thank you. It was a pleasure to serve with you. And I think you carried my books once, didn't you, Jeff?
I did.
Thank you for that. And thank you for all you've done for the library. I appreciate it.
Dave?
Well, Jeff and I came on the board together, and the first night we walked into our meeting or afternoon, we both looked at each other like, because there was some people standing outside that we didn't really care for and we didn't trust. And we both looked at each other like, what in the hell did we just get into here? So, but Jeff's been a great board member. I respect his opinions, and he's always shared his advice with me, and I took it well. But I thought I was the only one on his Christmas card list, but I guess everybody.
Oh, I got one.
So anyway, Jeff, I'm going to miss you, buddy, and thanks for serving alongside of us. So appreciate it.
Wayne?
Jeff, again, thanks for the Christmas card calendar. Hope you got ours. Greatly appreciated that effort and also serving with you. Real good leader. Somebody starting on the board a few years ago. You're very welcoming, and we'll miss you. So hope you're off to a good start for the year.
So thanks, everyone. Karen.
I just wanted to add a thanks to Jeff. He came onto the board about the same time I was becoming director, and he helped us reshape the finance and budget and audit processes to the point where they make sense to other people. So I really appreciate that effort, and we'll miss getting his email questions when the bills come out. He always asked good questions. He was a great successor to Jim Shevlin, who was also treasurer. So he leaves some big shoes to fill, but we really appreciated his work, and we'll miss him.
Okay. And Lisa, this is Randy. Jeff,
yep.
You know, we've texted back and forth a few times at these meetings. I had a great time with you. We'd go have a beer afterwards. I just want to ask, you know, you got me that calendar. I wanted, did you get that cash gift I sent you in the mail?
I didn't, but I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's on its way.
I got mine, Randy. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. But Jeff, I'll miss you, but I say, like I mentioned, stay in touch with us, and hope you have a great retirement from the library.
I appreciate yes, that. If everybody said their piece, I just want to say a few words if I can, Chair.
Sure.
Lisa?
Please, yes.
First of all, thank you to everybody. I kind of started, Dave, the way we started. We couldn't get in the library. It was in the morning, and I couldn't get on this conference call. So I felt like I did the first meeting. I couldn't get in the library. We couldn't get in the library because it was locked. And now I couldn't get on the call here, but finally I made it through, so that's great. My good friend, Commissioner Don Oddie, who had cancer for over 25 years, got to a point where he couldn't attend the meetings anymore, and he said, Jeff, I want to get off, and I want to put you on it because I helped clean up the Planning Commission at the time, and he said, it's a mess, and you need to clean the thing up. And so that's how I got on the library board. All my friends and associates, their common answer was when I told them I was on the library board, they looked at me and said, you're on a library board? I mean, it was the most different thing I've ever done in my life. But I will tell you that we're leaving it a better place, in a better position. Karen has been a great leader. We had a mess for an executive director, and I was very apprehensive that Karen could not, because she was equal to so many other leaders there. I told her this, your biggest challenge is going to be able to lead the people who you were working side by side. And she's shown that over and over and over again. And so her leadership is great. The board is great. The greatest strength we have that we had as a library and that you do currently as a board is the diversity. A very diverse board, and that's a strength, not a weakness. But don't be afraid to use that diversity. Just because someone says yes right away, those of you who feel like you should say no, say no. You don't lead from the extremes, you lead from the middle, and that's what I tried to do. I tried to ask the questions, and every once in a while, just for the hell of it, say, God, I wonder what Jeff would ask, and ask the question. And if I see something, that I want to share an opinion on, I certainly still will, and I hope you take it for what it's worth. But it's been a pleasure. So, and our paths will cross again, I promise.
Yes. Well, thanks, Jeff. And thanks all for all that you do for the community and the surrounding communities of St. Cloud and the region. So
thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
I really appreciate that you were able to join us tonight so we could give you an appropriate send-off.
Well, I wanted to call in so that everybody wouldn't see me blush when you said so many nice things about me.
Okay.
I'm not blushing.
Good luck. Keep in touch.
Good luck. We'll see you, Jeff. Maybe we'll see you on the Tri-County Solid Waste.
You bet. Yep, you bet. We'll be there.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks. Yep.
So I just want to say a few other things before we get started with our agenda, that these Zoom calls, as we all have recognized, we're all grateful that we're able to continue to conduct the business of the library, but they're difficult at times and cumbersome. So what works best is if you mute yourself unless you're speaking. During roll calls, I will try to remember to ask you all to unmute before a roll call. We do roll call all of our votes. I am going to be condensing some of the agenda items. Otherwise, we would have 15 roll calls tonight. I have condensed some not to squash any of the conversation if people feel like they need it. But I got us down to 8 roll calls. So you can thank me for that. Actually, that's if I go on being president, I should say. But so, Karen's laughing. So with Zoom, mute yourself unless you're speaking. We do, through our bylaws, follow Robert's rules. We don't follow it to the letter of the law, but we try to use that as our framework. So when you speak, ask to be recognized by the chair. Wayne used his annotation, raised his hand. If you look under somewhere on your computer, you'll have the raise hand mechanism depending on your device. You can either try to use that or like this will get my attention. But I, you know, looking at a screen of 20 people, I ask for patience in that. Also, when you do speak, typical Robert's rules is that you listen and then you allow others to speak before you speak again. So we will be following that to make sure people get to share what they need to share. Okay, with that, we're going to move on to number 3, which is the adoption of the agenda. There are no changes to the agenda, so I'd be open to a motion.
This is Ed. So moved, Madam Chair.
Moved by Ed, seconded by Mary. Any other questions? Please unmute yourself, and Patty will call the roll call.
Okay. Al, I guess you're first.
Hi.
Zuria?
Hi.
Wayne?
Hi.
Jane?
Hi.
Mary?
Hi.
Melissa?
Melissa?
Hi.
Lisa?
Hi.
Carlin?
Hi.
Mike?
Hi.
Dave?
Hi.
Ed?
Hi.
JC?
Hi.
Randy?
Hi.
I don't see Lee. Does anyone see him?
I don't.
It's possible he hasn't joined then yet. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Before we move on to electing our officers, I'm going to ask us to do introductions for the new people, especially. The library board, you've probably seen pictures or the roster of who's on it, but it's made up of a county commissioner from each of our counties that we represent, and then community members from each of those, from some of the counties, depending on the size. So I'm going to, I will... just maybe, Patty, if you'll call names again and people just can quickly introduce themselves, that would be helpful. And there are a few staff also on the line, but why don't we start with the board?
Okay. I guess we can just do it in the order we're listed. So, Al, do you wish to be called Al or Alan?
Al would be fine.
Okay. Well, then we'll start with you. Thanks.
And this is when I don't want to be at the front of the alphabet, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Al.
I'm a community member from Albany. I've lived here just about 30 years. I teach at the high school. Social studies teacher, mostly government and economics, a little bit of American history. I also coach there football and baseball and work with some academic things, mock trial and knowledge bowl. I have been on the Albany City Council for 3 years. And my wife and I have two nearly adult children. Well, I think we call them adults now because they are almost out of the nest. Our son just graduated and our daughter's in her last year of law school. So that's just a little bit about me, and glad to be a part. I've been a patron of the library since I've been here, and it's probably a good thing they don't keep track of usership because I am probably off the charts.
That's great. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Zuria, you're next.
Hi, I'm Zuria Anjum. I'm a Stearns County representative. And by profession, I'm a psychiatrist. I work at Nystrom's for adult psychiatry, two teenage kids, a cat, two parakeets, and a husband. And so that rounds it all up, I think.
Wayne?
I like, Zuria, that you listed them in order, husband being last. Wayne Bauernschmidt, Wright County community member, longtime patron back to the bookmobile days in Montrose. Hopefully, Mike, you can appreciate that. Married, my wife is a middle school librarian and teacher, and I have two boys, both married, and three grandchildren. I think that covers it.
Jane.
I am Jane Dietz, and I just froze on screen there, but I am a citizen member from Sherburne County. I have grown up in Elk River all my life, and I am married to a very active husband who is very politically known in our city in Elk River. And we have two daughters that are grown, and we have a granddaughter, Jocelyn, who is six and very active. And I am a retired RN, but I'm still working and hopefully giving some flu shots eventually in Sherburne County. So welcome to the new people, Mike and Al.
Melissa.
Hi, I'm Melissa Fee. I am community member from Wright County. I live in Monticello and I teach in Annandale. I'm a reading specialist in Annandale, and I also coach. So welcome, guys.
Lisa.
Welcome. I'm Lisa Phoebe, Sherburne County Commissioner, just starting my second term. I have a background in social work and Catholic youth ministry and social justice. I have a partner, David Dancic. I have three sons and three grandsons, and my fourth grandson is due in about 3 weeks. So proudest grandma.
Carlin.
Sorry, it took me a second to unmute myself. Hey, I'm Carlin Forner. I am a citizen representative from Stearns County. And I live in St. Cloud. I'm a historian by training, but work as the grants officer out at the College of St. Benedict and St. John's University. I have three kids, 5, 3, and 1, who are all home full time. So it's very busy and exciting in my house at all times right now. But I grew up in Cold Spring, been an avid library user, lover all my life. It's really fun to get to introduce my kids to the library too. I think last time we were on the call, I said that I had like 42 books from the library in my house, and I now probably have like 70. It's, you know, it's a lot of control, but welcome to the new folks. It's good to have you.
Mike.
Hello, my name is Mike Ketchmark. I am a Wright County Commissioner in District 5. For those not familiar, that's the south half of the county. There's three libraries in the district, Cocato, Howard Lake, and Delano. I have been a deputy sheriff for over 27 years in Wright County, working patrol the whole time. I'm on a leave of absence from that position since being elected as commissioner. I live with my wife in Woodland Township, which is near Montrose. Went to Montrose School for a while, same class as Wayne's sister. And my wife is a very big user of the library, so she will keep me in line here and on task for library goals. So just got appointed to about 19 committees and boards here about a week ago. So just kind of pacing myself and taking it all in one agenda at a time. Thank you.
Dave.
Well, welcome, guys. I've been a commissioner for starting my 15th year. Before that, I was the sheriff of Todd County for 12 years, and I retired in law enforcement with 36 years. I've been on this library board trying to keep it safe and secure and working on the security part of it, Jeff and I both. I have a beautiful wife, three children, 11 grandchildren, and I am having two great grandchildren going to be born here shortly. So I get grayer as the days go. So welcome, guys, and welcome to a brother in law enforcement. So you're going to have a great time here. Looks like we got another guy for the security team here, huh? So welcome aboard, guys. Good luck.
Okay, Ed, it's you.
Get unmuted here. I'm Ed Pop. I'm a Benton County Commissioner. You know, three or smaller counties, we have only one rep. We live in the Rice area. I farm with my son and my wife, Kathy. She's actually the librarian up at the elementary school in Royalton. So she gets a lot of the library stuff that when I got on. I've been a commissioner for 6 years, going on my seventh. I'm currently the finance chair and vice chair of the Great River Regional Library. We had some turnover in our county board. We have three new commissioners that came on board, so we got some learning curves going on there. But I'd like to welcome the new commissioner from Wright County and the new citizen from Albany Hall to our board.
Mary, it looks like I jumped over you. You'll have to unmute yourself, Mary.
I said, what? You missed me?
I think I could.
Could you? My name is Mary Everly. I'm a citizen rep from Sherburn County. And I think I'm in my last term before I term off. So I've been here a long time. Like to welcome the new people. You've got good people to work with, good staff, wonderful, wonderful operations. So thank you. I'm retired. I'm a widow. I have two adult children and six grands. So anyway, welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us.
JC.
Hi, it's nice to meet both of you. I'm JC Wallace I'm a citizen member from Wright County. I live in Cocato with my husband and four of my five children. One is in college this year, so that's been a little bit of a change for us. And I work in the media center at the Das Cocato High School. And I'm glad to see both of you.
And Randy.
There, I am. Well, I want to welcome the two new members. My name is Randy Wincher. I just got reelected to my third term as county commissioner. I, too, have been on this board. I think I'm terming out this year, if not, for sure next year. I came in. No, I'm not? Darn. No.
Randy!
I came in this year as about as green as you could be as for Great River. And my wife, she's a strong advocate of the library system. I'll give you a quick background. I didn't know what I was getting into when I came on this Great River board. And I came too when we had a different director. And It was a challenge, as Dave can say, but this ended up being one of my favorite boards. So I'm not exaggerating about that. Like I say, I have three children, six grandchildren. I've been married 40 years. So there it is. I live here in Morrison County all my life.
Well, for the staff, you want to just raise your hand and go, or am I supposed to call those names too?
Why don't you start, Patty?
Okay. I'm Patty Willetsko. I live north of Avon, so familiar with Al, having taught all of my children, and all of them liked him. And I'm not just saying that in this such setting. he's done great things. I've been with the library for 16 years. I can't remember. 16 years, maybe? Or, yeah. But I've been in this position for 12 now. So I pretty much take care of all of the board stuff and then whatever Karen finds for me to do and fill in with everybody else on the floor. That's all.
Thanks, Patty. How about Linda Treb?
Okay, Linda Treb. I'm currently interim accounting coordinator. I retired from the library in 2013. Came back in 2017 to work in a support role. And now, due to a vacancy, I'm in the interim accounting position, and we've hired Amy, who will talk next, to lead the department moving forward. I've got 32 and a half years with the library the first time, three the second time, two with the city of St. Cloud, trying to hit 40, two children and five grandchildren, and I live in Sartell.
Wow.
Thanks,
Linda. And we'll welcome Amy. Amy is also new with us tonight. So Amy, if you want to just introduce yourself a little bit.
Hi, everybody. My name is Amy Anderson, and I'm new to Great River. I'm also new to the area. We just moved from the Brainerd Lakes area down to Sartell in November. My background is in banking, small business, and I most recently worked in higher education in the business office at Central Lakes College in Brainerd. I'm really excited to be here. Linda is a wonderful trainer, and she's bringing me up to speed on everything, and we're learning as fast as we can. So welcome, everybody, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Thanks, Amy, and welcome, and really grateful you're both on tonight. So how about Jay?
Hello, I'm Jay Roos. I'm the Associate Director of Information Technology, and I have been here... I've been here 21 years. I was just looking at the year. It's been a long time. So I'm still here, and I'll stay here for a long while yet if you guys all like what I'm doing.
And Brandy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Brandy Cantor. I'm Lead Patron Services Supervisor. As of next month will be my 20th year with Great River. I started as a library services coordinator in Royalton, and then for the last 12 years have been doing this gig, which is more the regional supervision of libraries. So it's a pleasure to meet you all and say hello this evening.
Thanks, Brandy. And Karen.
I'll keep it short since most of you met me at least once, and some of you many more times than that. I'm Karen Punsack. I'm the director. I've been here 22 years on the 3rd of February, and I don't know how that happened, but I've been director since 2015, and it's been great to be here. I love working with everybody who's on this call and everybody who's not. So thanks for joining us, Al and Mike. Looking forward to working with you.
Great. Thank you. That was a great introduction. Of course, that took us off our agenda time slot that Patty sets up so well for us. So we're going to move through some of this if we can. Moving on to item number 4, election of the library board officers. I'm going to recommend instead of doing these individually that we take a slate. So I would be open to a motion or a nomination for president.
Madam Chair?
Jane?
I would like to make a motion to re-elect you, Lisa, as president. You've done a great job over the last year, handled many difficult situations, I think, very well. So I'd like to nominate you for president. And Ed, you want me to keep going down the list?
Sure.
And Ed Pop for vice president. I'm not quite sure for secretary and treasurer if someone would step up to that position. But I'd just like to start with you, Lisa, for president, and Ed as for vice president for a second year.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. So I will ask for the president and vice president. Are there any other nominations?
No.
Are there any Chair. Other? Yes, Mary?
I was going to second that motion, or how are we going to handle this?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
That thanks.
Yep.
Thank you. And thanks, then we'll Mary. start with those two. So, and now I'll ask, are there any other nominations?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to close the nominations.
Okay. Do we need a second for that?
Second.
Some years there are, some years there aren't. So,
ooh, but then do we need to run a roll call? Could we take
the second on that and then pause the vote until all four positions are filled?
Yeah,
that's
a great idea. Yeah. We don't need to roll call the closing of the slate with those two. Okay, so we've got the president and vice president. For the secretary and treasurer, Karen and I discussed this a bit, and looking at our bylaws and all the committee or the appointments, there's some caveats with executive and the finance committee. So I'm going to recommend for the secretary that it be a Stearns member.
Why?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, why?
I thought it was right.
Oh, pardon me?
No, right. Never mind. Nope, you're right. Go ahead.
So Karen and I discussed this earlier. When it goes into the appointment of the finance committee, to the executive committee, it needs to be a member from each of the counties. And so that way we would have, we made up charts for all of this. It was quite the discussion. So to be able to follow our bylaws and our structure, what would work best is if we had a Stearns County person as secretary and a Wright County citizen for treasurer. Dave has his hand up.
I would nominate Yasan.
Oh.
For secretary.
Or Zuria?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
Zuria? Me. I'm sorry. I can't read this here, so I'm Zuria? Trying to.
No, that's my son. He uses the iPad primarily. I just take it when I need it for a meeting.
Well, I'm looking and I thought it wasn't right, but I thought I'd say it anyway. I think I gave it a good whirl, didn't I? So.
Yes, he did.
Would he make a good secretary, Zuria?
You know what?
I don't think so.
There. I was studying it, and I thought, that's not her name.
So okay. Zuria for secretary?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
A seconded by Mary. Are there any other nominations? So Zuria for secretary on the slate, and then we're looking at a Wright County citizen, which would be JC, Wayne, or Melissa for treasurer.
Madam Chair, I nominate JC.
Is there a second?
A second.
Wait seconds.
Randy or Wayne, you pick.
Give it to Wayne.
I got it.
Okay, JC for treasurer. Is there any other nominations? Any other nominations?
Madam Chair, I'd like to nominate Wayne. from treasurer.
Okay. Wayne for treasurer. Is there a second?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mary.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there background or...
Who are you asking the question of?
The board or the candidates or nominees, I should say.
No, no. There's no considerations.
It's no, just... not for these. No.
Doesn't matter.
No. Madam Chair, I'll second Wayne.
All right.
Okay. There's a second with Wayne. So we've got JC and Wayne. Okay, are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? So we do have for President Lisa, Vice President Ed, Secretary Zuria. So what I think we need to vote on the treasurer separately, correct?
Yeah.
If we were in person, we would do ballots, but since we don't have that option right now, I could only see doing it by roll call.
We can close our eyes.
Dave?
Unless someone has a suggestion.
We could private message you, Patty, through the chat feature.
Oh, boy.
We're adults.
Okay. We're adults.
Madam Chair, I would like to cast a unanimous ballot for president, vice president, and secretary, and move that the nominations all cease and that we cast unanimous ballots for those three positions.
Okay. So a motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Wayne. So nominations cease. So let's vote on that slate first.
This is for, to say again, Lisa for president, Ed for vice president, and Zuria for secretary.
Yes, correct. And my motion was to cast a unanimous ballot, so that means we vote on it all together now on all of them. So
yes, yep,
okay,
all three of them.
Yep.
So I want to make sure I've got the right things noted.
So if you'll unmute yourself.
Okay, Al, you're up first.
Hi.
Zuria.
Hi.
Wayne.
Hi.
Jane.
Hi.
Mary.
Hi.
Melissa.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hi.
Carlin.
Hi.
Mike.
Hi.
Dave.
Hi.
Ed.
Hi.
JC.
Hi.
Randy.
Hi.
That is unanimous.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to ask JC and Wayne, thank you for nominating them, and just want to reach out to both of you and ask you if you both would like to be considered.
I will certainly bow out. I think JC would be a great candidate and make it easier for the nomination.
I was going to do the same thing.
Shoot. The treasurer also serves on the finance committee. So just so you know, and I believe since you both want to bow out, I think we will put this to a vote. And let the chips fall. So.
It looks like Dave's got his hand raised.
No, I was just going to say I was going to just cast a unanimous ballot for Wayne because he's been here longer and should be serving a position before he walks out of this organization. So, JC, not that I don't have confidence in you, but I think Wayne deserves to have a position. So he's been here quite a while.
Dave, I appreciate it, but I have been on the personnel committee a few times. But
that doesn't count. I want you as an officer. That doesn't count.
Okay.
So, Patty, will you just call names and we'll say who we vote for?
Okay, that is fine with me.
Let's see. Dave's compelling speech. So please unmute yourself.
All right.
Chair, Patty, could you repeat the motion? Do we have a
this
second?
This is right now we're doing. Okay, I thought I heard someone else speaking. Now we are making the choice between JC and Wayne for treasurer.
And David's motion was unanimous ballot for Wayne.
If I may, Lisa, to help you out here, no one seconded Dave's nomination. So then, and you also are the chair, you decided to bring it out to a vote. So that's
yes.
Oh, okay.
It died for
no
second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you didn't ask for one, but that's okay. Move on.
Okay, sorry. I didn't hear it as a motion. So I apologize for that.
So then are we set for the verbal ballot? Then?
Yes.
Okay. Al?
Yes.
Well, that makes it awfully tough.
Wait a minute.
I do and don't know either of the people. I will defer to Dave's judgment and cast my ballot for Wayne.
Okay. Surya?
Wayne? Mm-hmm.
Don't I abstain from that? Okay. JC.
Jane?
Wayne, because I think he deserves to be an officer before he walks, as Dave suggested. I think JC would also be great. But
Mary?
Wayne.
Melissa?
Wayne.
Lisa?
Wayne.
Carlin?
Wayne.
Mike?
Wayne.
Dave?
Sorry, JC, but I'll try and nominate you next year for a position. Wayne.
Ed?
He's on mute.
I said, sorry, JC, but I'll go with Wayne as long as he's before he walks so he has a position.
JC?
Wayne.
Randy?
Wayne.
Well, I have JC for one and Wayne for 12.
Thanks for the vote.
And we have 13 members present.
Thank you very much for the confidence.
So
that closes that, right?
That completes our officers election. Moving on to the standing committee appointments. So our executive committee will be Lisa Phoebe, Ed Pop, Zuria, Anjum, Wayne Bauernschmidt, and then we still have Randy Wincher, still as past president, is on there, and then also Dave Kirchner and Carlin Forner. I'm going to recommend continue on it as executive committee. The finance committee then will be Ed Pop, Lisa Phoebe, Dave Kirchner, Lee Lensmeyer, Randy Wincher, Mike Kaczmarek, and Wayne. Correct, Karen?
All right, can we go back to executive committee? I had the four officers, so you are past and present president, so let's see. You wanted to keep on the committee those that are listed, except for the two that, and so who's replacing the two then that?
Zuria and Wayne.
Okay, so then Carlin, Dave, and Randy remain.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Finance Committee will be Ed, Wayne, Lisa, Dave, Lee, Mike, and Randy. Personnel Committee, Jane, Melissa, Lisa, Dave, Randy. We could use two more members on personnel. Is there anyone that would be willing to step forward on this?
I nominate JC.
Good choice, Wayne.
Is that a second by Dave?
Yes.
Okay, JC.
That's fine. I'm glad. Great.
Thank you. So JC, that these are by president appointments, so I don't think we need to vote on these. Correct. So, but thanks for that, Wayne and Dave. We could, so that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we could use one more.
Yes.
So is there anybody that would be willing to?
I'm sure Mike would be willing to take Mike Potter's personnel committee.
the personnel committee only meets as needed, and generally when it meets right before a board meeting.
Lisa, I would be okay with working for the personnel committee.
Okay, great. We will put Zuria on there and give Mike a little time. Okay. The Fund Development Committee, I'm going to recommend that Jane, Mary, and Lee remain. We should have thrown Lee on everything. What are we thinking?
He's not here.
I know.
Probably why he's not here.
If there's anyone else that would like to go on Fund Committee, let me know. We have two kind of ad hoc committees. Our Safety and Security Committee meets as needed. That is Mary, Dave, and Lee, but we would be open to another person or two on that. Right now they don't have a meeting date coming up, haven't met since COVID hit. The other ad hoc committee that we have generally is union negotiations. When that comes, we usually have a couple commissioners join us for that, like Randy Wincher. So, but that'll be to be determined. Okay. Yes?
Mike Ketchmark here. If someone wanted a break from the Safety and Security Committee, I'd be willing to serve on that.
Thank you, Mike. I actually would prefer all of the people to stay on. Jeff Bertram is going, obviously, because he's not here anymore. So I think we'll just add you to that.
Okay.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Al, also, if there's anything you see that you would like to hop on, please let us know. Or we'll fill you in on some of these ad hoc things as they come up. So. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, great. That is it. Is that enough for you, Patty, tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to vote on. So, great. And the boards are appointed, or the committees are appointed.
Okay, so we're going to move on to item number 5, approval of the November 17th minutes. I'd be open to a motion.
Make a motion to approve, Madam Chair.
Second. Motion made by Wayne, seconded by Mary. Any other comments or questions? Please unmute yourself, and Patty will run the roll.
Randy, I'm going to start with you.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Ed.
Aye.
Dave.
Aye.
Mike.
Aye.
Carlin.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
George. Ah, George. Melissa.
Aye.
Mary.
Aye.
Jane.
Aye.
Wayne.
Aye.
Zuria.
Aye.
Al.
Aye.
That's good. Lisa, you're muted.
Can Jay unmute her?
I can only ask her to unmute.
Oh. I have.
There we go.
I never muted myself, so I don't know how that happened. But anyway, moving on to item number 6, public open forum. Do we have anything? No. Moving on to number 7, the financials. As we did, we welcomed Amy Anderson. The bills were emailed to you as well as the financial reports. I'd like to take these together unless someone feels we need to separate them. So,
Chair, I move for approval.
For approval on 7.1 and 7.2. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Wayne. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Patty will take the roll.
Al?
Aye.
Zuria?
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Mary?
Melissa?
Melissa? Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Lisa. Carlin?
Aye.
Carlin? Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to item number 8, the consent agenda. I'd be open to a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Madam motion Chair, made, so moved.
Oh, motion made by Zuria. Is there a second?
Second. So I'll second.
Seconded by Mary. Any other questions or comments?
If I may, Lisa, this is kind of off the cuff, Madam Chair, but JC's muting us right after we go, and I don't like to be muted because then I forget that I'm muted. So I think we're all adults. We can capably of muting ourselves. Just a thought.
Okay. So we can try that. If people will unmute and mute themselves when we do roll call. Okay. So we are running roll call for the consent agenda. Patty will run the roll call. So you'll need to unmute yourself.
All right. Al?
Hi.
Zuria?
Hi.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
We're good.
Okay, moving on to item number 9 under communications. 9.1 is the audit engagement agreement. Karen, do you feel like you need to say anything about this?
If you want, I can run right through the communications.
Sure.
The audit engagement letter is the standard letter we receive from our auditor every year. The audit will be coming up, and Linda and Amy will be tackling that together. So we will be asking later on for representatives from the Finance Committee to be involved with the audit. We'll discuss that at the Finance Committee meeting. Virtual Library Legislative Week is coming up at the end of February. I will email information to you. Typically, we've been able to go to the Capitol in person. That's not going to be possible this year. So we'll be asking for virtual participation. I will send that information out. And then the meeting schedule you've probably seen before. We probably won't use all of the work sessions, but please save the dates on the calendar, just in case.
Okay, and all those meetings start at 6 o'clock.
Madam Chair, did we skip 8-2?
Lisa took the entire consent agenda together, so it would have been 8-1 and 8-2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's all right. I don't know how that happens, but thank you.
Okay. Yeah, like I said earlier in the meeting, some of these we were going to condense because of the running the roll call. So we did all of 8. Okay. So the meeting schedule, those meetings all start at 6 o'clock. Often personnel or finance will meet prior to our meetings. So please mark your calendars. We might not use all of them. Okay, moving on to item number 10. We have no presentation tonight. So now we are on to staff reports.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
May I ask just one quick question about the work meetings? And it may just be that you have no idea, but do we have any idea when we'll be back to meeting in person?
We're going to talk about that near the end of the meeting today.
That's
so
fine.
Thanks, JC. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, not to back you up here. Karen, how often do we change auditors, auditing groups?
We haven't for a very long time. We could go out for bid on that, but we would lose some of the consistency. This year would not be the year to do that either with the turnover in accounting. They have helped train us, our staff, on how to handle the situation.
Yeah, certainly not proposing that. Just wondering how often it's been changed through time.
Yeah, if at some point that was done, there would be probably quite a bit of money that first year of transferring that data from one auditor to the other. That was my understanding in the past, that there would be an expense that we would have to incur with a new auditor, and that they would more than likely be quite a bit higher than our current auditor. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't think about it, but that's kind of why it hasn't been done.
Good question, Wayne. Mary?
Sure. Just a comment. I think we talked about this probably, 4 or 5 years ago, and thought the audit expense was excessive. And maybe a little research was done. I don't recall. But and KDV or Bergen KDV, I think they do a lot of public work. So it's expensive, I know, but.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to number 11, staff reports. And I'm going to turn this all over to Karen and others that might be on the line.
You want me to run through the whole agenda line by line? Or do you want me to just tackle one at a time?
I think one at a time.
Okay. So executive director's report, the highlight is the lease is signed. We now officially have a signed copy of the St. Cloud Public Library lease, and it will hopefully outlast us all. So thank you, Randy Winter, in particular, for helping us get there. He was key to negotiations. Ed Hop also helped us last year to get through that final push. So
you got me blushing.
And Patty, kudos to Patty, because she tracked down every signature, which is not easy to do right now. Wet signatures are definitely the holy grail. Leadership team continues to work on the strategic plan. I anticipate we'll be talking more about that in the next coming board meetings. And then welcome to both Amy and Kara Langston. I knew we had a lot of new faces tonight, so I didn't have both Kara and Amy attend tonight's meeting in the interest of keeping the Zoom boxes to a reasonable number. But I hope she will be able to introduce herself at a future meeting. And then, let's see, management reports. The strategic plan progress for last year did continue, even though we were in COVID. So look at the top of each department's management report for the progress they made on the strategic plan last year. So we will be updating the strategic plan for the next long-range plan, which should go through 2026 when we're all done, and we'll be building off of the work from the prior plan. Building reports, I think I'll turn this one over to Brandy, if that's okay, because she's got the biggest highlight in that section.
That'd be great. Okay, Brandy.
All right. Well, thank you, Lisa and Karen. Yeah, I just am super excited. If you haven't had a chance to see it, the new Kimball Library is just gorgeous. And it is the culmination of so many years' work and dreaming and fundraising and everything else by the folks out at Kimball. And so I had come to Karen a little while ago and just about, you know, can we just recognize, because this was such an incredible project. When I started working as a patron services supervisor with Kimball over a decade ago, the problems with the then too tiny 782 square foot library was at the top of the list of things for me to deal with. And I met then Mayor Tammy Cones like within my first week or so of working there, and we started talking about what we really need is a new library. And with Tammy still on the Kimball Library Building Task Force, that was completed as of December 7th. And it just really would not have happened without incredible work by all those task force members. And we now have a 4,200 square foot building. It's gorgeous. Patrons love it. We were able to add a third again, about as much collection from what they had. So it's both beautiful and more functional, and it just serves the community so much better. And that happened because of a group of 8 to 10 people who just kept working and working and working and working and fundraising and planning and fundraising and working and planning. And that's the Kimball Library Building Task.
And Brandy, if I may just say,
are you speaking, Lisa?
Yeah, Brandy, you froze up there for a little bit, but I just want to say, you know, on behalf of the board, just like you said, these people just kept working and working and working. So the task force and the friends and the mayor and all of those that were involved, just on behalf of the board, just want to thank them for this work. And I can't wait to take a field trip out there to see the space.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Madam Chair, Karen, I've driven by the library. It's beautiful. I did notice on the Kimball website, it still has a picture of the old library.
We'll get that fixed.
Yeah, something to be proud of, right? You got a beautiful building. Why not show it off?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then anything to note with the human resources reports?
I did want to point out, if you look at those pages, the number of people who have termed versus the number of people we have hired. We still have a lot of vacant positions we've been holding open, not knowing exactly what is ahead of us. So a lot of the positions we've filled have been through promotions. That's what you'll see in that promotions report. We've been doing a lot of internal hiring. It helps with the training. We have done some successful onboarding with new staff, including Amy, who's on the call. So it is possible to hire in a COVID environment, but it is definitely not your normal onboarding experience.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mary.
Could you back up for a second and talk a little bit more about the fund development? So we won't have
that. Yeah, I was kind of saving that for the
coming up
campaign update, which is later in the agenda. Okay. There's really good news, but I wanted to save it for the end.
All right.
Wants to highlight that for the end. So,
Madam Chair?
Yes, Jane.
I'd just like to recognize Brandy again for 20 years of service, February 20th. Yes. That's awesome. Thank you for sticking around and guiding us and helping. So thank you, Brandy. 20 years. It's a long time of your life. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks. Okay. Anything else with the reports?
Are we going to the fund of the unique management reports and the revenue recapture?
Yes.
I just wanted to point out on those that we did have, if you remember, we backed up due dates for a really long time. So you'll see some of those quarters look very much out of alignment, and it's a result of that pushback of due dates. So accounts didn't age quite the same pace as they normally would have. That's why you see an 11-to-1 return on investment in one quarter. Expect that'll even out over time.
Okay. Any questions for Karen from the reports? Okay, so moving on to number 12, committee reports. Zuria, is there anything to report with diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Madam Chair, Karen and I have been working on that committee, and we are hoping, we have completed the survey and we had a good response, although not as well as we hoped, especially with the diverse community that we were hoping for. But we've had a couple of meetings with community members, and we are trying to finalize some recommendations that hopefully we can present to the board in the next 1 to 2 meetings.
Okay, great. Thank you. How about the Central Minnesota Libraries Exchange Board? Ed, Jane, Mary, or Carlin?
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't have any comments. I think things are moving, but I have no individual comments.
Madam Chair?
Mary, it sounds like we're having a hard time getting that grant money out, right, that we agreed to?
Oh, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I think there have been applications, and I'm not aware of individual approvals.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I think we're waiting on a report or some kind of a response from that approval committee. But okay. That's true, and maybe we didn't report that to the board before, but we did rearrange allocation of, actually we tapped reserves a bit to increase mini grants and scholarships, mini grants, I guess.
Okay, Jane?
We do have a committee that is looking at the mini grant program. Mm-hmm. And at this time, we've had 14 requests, and $6,000 has been allocated and given out.
Oh.
There was 14 requests. 7 were approved. 6 were sent back to ask them to ask for more money, because we do have additional funding. We replaced some books that were damaged by a boiler that flooded the library. We've also replaced books that were stolen and lost in the quarantine. And we're also buying more electronic books, as was one of the requests. And we've also we just approved the language to hire a person for like 10 hours a week to assist with the schools directly. We had some issues with the language, but that is cleaned up of how we're going to look for this person. No one at this time has been hired, but someone will be coming, hopefully hired soon, to help directly with the schools. But the mini grants are still out there. Our next meeting is March 10th. And I think we still need more members on that, on a CMLE, but I'm not sure. Did we totally fill that spot on the CMLE? With one person?
You mean from our board?
Yeah, right. I think George filled it.
George, okay.
All right.
Yep, George. So you'll meet, and after your next meeting, if you could choose a spokesperson to give the report at this meeting, that would be helpful.
Okay, I choose Lee.
Good luck.
We got him back.
Okay. We have nothing under number 13, so moving on to 14, new business. We have the RLBSS funding request and resolution. I'm going to turn this over to Karen. This is page 55 in your packets.
So I will go as far down this rabbit hole as you guys would like tonight. It's one of these things that has taken a lot of time over a lot of conversations over a lot of years. Ultimately, what we're asking tonight is that Great River Board pass a resolution in support of this legislative proposal. This request is going in front of all 12 regional public library boards. Some background, this is very similar to the proposal that was approved by the Great River Board back in October of 2016. For those of you who have been with us, I was in the midst of the fire, so you may or may not remember this among all of those other things that were happening. The proposal is a little more fluid so that we can go into this legislative cycle knowing that there's going to be limits on how much funding we'll be able to receive from the education budget. Our goal is to stabilize the formula. So moving more dollars out of the equalization category of the formula into the base category of the formula. The formula has four parts. One is land, how much area does your region cover? One is population, how many people live in it? One is a base factor that every region receives, and then one is equalization. Equalization is a function of adjusted net tax capacity and population compared to all of the other counties in the rest of the state. Equalization is extremely volatile. And if you remember, we've had years where we've received $100,000 more in funding than we anticipated. We've received $20,000 less than we anticipated. It's always a guess for us. So the benefit for us is it would change the formula so it'd be more predictable. The calculation date would be moved up and there'd be more money in the base every year. How much gets shifted from equalization to base is really dependent on how many more dollars come into the formula. Great River is on the bottom end. So if it just shifts and there's no money, Great River loses funding ultimately in the short term. So the goal is to make sure all regions are held harmless with the proposal as it moves forward, and that as the dollars are entered into the formula, more dollars shift from equalization to base. So the more money that goes in, more goes into that base amount, which means we're always guaranteed that amount. So it's kind of a long range plan, knowing that this is not the best legislative cycle to be going into asking for money from the state. It's the same proposal. It's just a little more nuanced, knowing that we aren't going to be able to likely go in and expect $1 million year over year to help with this formula shift. I'm happy to answer more questions. I could talk about this for hours, and I am 100% sure you don't want me to do that. So let me know what you want to know.
So page 55 is the action item that we're requesting tonight to support or approve the resolution. So I'd be open to a motion.
Madam Chair, this is Ed. I'll make that resolution. I guess when you look at it, one of the high takes that I get is that they increased it in 2009 after we come off of, you know, the 2007 and 8, you know, backslash. So maybe there is a chance we'll get something. So I make that motion for the resolution.
I'll second.
Okay, second made by Mary. Any other comments or questions? Okay, Patty will run the roll, so please unmute yourself.
Okay, Al?
Aye.
Zaria?
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
That's okay, motion carries. We are a few minutes over. We have a few more items we need to do, so hang tight, please. Moving on to 14.2, year-end campaign analysis. Karen?
So, drum roll, please. the update Mary was asking for, we have not yet completed the year-end campaign. You can see what the analysis was when the packet was printed last week, but thanks to a lot of extra effort in processing more checks this week in accounting and the second mailing that went out as a reminder to donors, our year-end campaign total as of today is $99,150.
Oh, yay.
That is the most we have ever raised in an annual campaign. So thanks to those of you who have contributed to that. It's not too late to get your donation in. Last I heard, we were at like 40% of board participation. It's not so much about the dollars as the show of support. Donors really do want to know that your board is behind you in terms of your fundraising effort. So know that any contribution counts and helps with that advocacy for us. But thanks to all of the groundwork up until this point that I never imagined we would raise almost double our goal in a year like this. So I look forward to what we're going to be able to accomplish with that.
That's very exciting.
It was magic. It was magic.
Yeah, there was a lot of great work. So I appreciate everyone, and I'd encourage board members, $5. We'd love to get our percentage up over 50% at least. So
make it 10.
You can tell she's on that committee. So thanks everyone for your efforts. That's phenomenal. Moving on to the pay equity report. This is in your packet, page number 65. This is standard. We need to submit this to the state of Minnesota every 3 years. And the good news is we're in compliance. So I would be open to a motion.
Madam Chair, we have to submit this
to the state of Minnesota every 3 years, yes.
So the motion should be to submit the report or approve and submit the report.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Jane. Any questions or comments? Patty will run the roll. Please unmute yourself.
Randy?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Did you do karate?
Jane?
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Zaria?
Aye.
Al?
Aye.
Got that. All right.
Okay, great. Motion carries. One more roll call. 14.4, page 69, our proposed 2022 budget process timeline. Karen, do you want to make any comments on this?
This is our normal timeline. The finance committee normally approves it, but because we didn't have a full finance committee, it went to the full board this time.
So I would be open to a motion to approve the timeline. for 2022.
Being finance chair, I'll approve that timeline, Lisa.
Motion by Ed. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Randy, seconded by Randy.
Okay.
Any other questions? Patty will run the roll.
Cal.
Aye.
Surya.
Aye.
Wayne.
Aye.
Jane.
Aye.
Mary.
Aye.
Melissa.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Carlin.
Aye.
Mike.
Aye.
Dave.
Aye.
Ed.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Randy.
Aye.
That's it for that one.
Okay, motion carries. Just a few items under other. Patty, if you'll talk a little bit about the per diem, per diems.
So in your board envelope, each of you should have received a half sheet form that, I just want to look at it here while I'm speaking. So it's a snapshot of the trustee reimbursement form that you would get if you were to attend a meeting in person. And in the past 3 years, several board members have chosen to decline a per diem or mileage for the entire year. So in order to accomplish that, that is why I sent the form. So if you are one of the members that would like to decline reimbursement for the entire year, please fill out the form and either mail it back or put it in an envelope and drop it in the library delivery. If you are not going to choose the option of declining for the entire year, after this meeting, I'll be sending you an email then that will ask you to submit a reply by email that you accept the per diem because there is no mileage. And just a reminder that as of not quite a year ago, we were made aware and moved towards it. It's either per diem or mileage for a meeting. It is against statute to accept both. So I think, Karen, does that cover everything?
Yeah, I think the one nuance I would add is that statute only applies to library board meetings. So I apologize for that.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions?
Okay, then the only other item I
was Madam Chair?
Yes, Surya.
Can we just send an email saying that we are deferring from it for the whole year to Patty, and would that suffice, or does the form have to be sent by mail?
You could if you make it clear that you're declining and it's for the entire year, because I would then have to give a copy of that to accounting so they can retain that for audit purposes.
Okay, thank you. The last agenda item that I have personally is I've had questions from a few board members asking when are we going to start meeting in person. So I kind of want to get a show of hands. Obviously, we'd prefer to meet in person. None of my other boards, my county board, commissioner board, we are meeting in person, but still, all of my other entities have yet to meet in person. So not sure if we're jumping the gun with it, but just a show of hands. If we were to meet in person at this point, would that work for you? Or would you prefer that?
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Why can't we do either or?
That was my suggestion.
Do we have the capacity to do a hybrid version?
We do not if we plan to record the audio as we have been. Yeah. There just isn't the equipment to do it.
Let's buy the equipment.
if it gives you any picture, we ordered webcams last June and they just came in. So I don't know that I can get it here.
So we don't, in our current state, we don't have the capacity unless we move our meeting somewhere that does have that capacity. Surya?
Madam Chair, I would just like to propose that we continue with the Zoom meetings. Just to let you know, I got my vaccination, the first dose this Saturday. So we are at category 1C now, which is outpatient healthcare providers have started. So we have covered most of the inpatient healthcare providers. We've covered most of the nursing homes. And now we're moving on to providers who are in the outpatient setting getting the vaccine. Hopefully in the next month or two, we should be moving down the line to patient people who are 65 and older, and then moving down age-wise to that. So I know this is frustrating for all of us, but with the new variants that have been discovered, I think for everybody to be safe and cautious, I think spring is the earliest time that we possibly might even raise this question up again after March. So that's what my proposal would be, to delay till April.
Madam Chair.
Well, and the other thing that impacts, if you do meet in person, if with all the provisions, if you've had an exposure or if you're having symptoms, I mean, if you have an exposure, you can still meet. If you know, so you can still meet this way. So I'm, like I said, none of my other groups are meeting. I do all my meetings through virtual. So
Madam Chair,
maybe it's too early to take a vote even.
Madam Chair,
Jane?
I say we revisit the idea as soon as the road's clear and the ice is out on the lake.
Yes, my last two trips to St. Cloud were met with treacherous rides home. You're
at
right.
We got to follow you home, right, Lisa?
Yeah, exactly. Jane and I drove. That was bad. So I think,
Chair,
Mary,
just a comment. I agree with Zuria because, I mean, first of all, there's a supply problem, as I understand it. So it could be June or July before I'll get the darn shot. So I'm voting Zoom also, or whatever. I mean, okay. I would prefer to stay safe.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ed.
Is there a possibility that our, like, the finance committee and the personnel committee could meet in person?
Sure.
Possibly, but then usually those meet right before this meeting. So then if a number of us were meeting,
unless we met at a different time, it's going to be difficult. We've got a couple new people on the finance committee, you know, to get this done on Zoom or virtual meetings, I think, as we move forward. I don't know. What does Karen think about that?
It's easier to deal with a smaller group, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's part of the reason that doing a hybrid meeting with the Great River Board would be hard, because you need to make sure that everybody can hear and see everybody at all times. And that's just not possible with 15 people and an unknown number of people in the room or out of the room at any given meeting. But with a smaller group, the only hesitation I have goes back to that weather issue, because we have been really bad at picking the day. The last two times we tried this were the two big snowstorms of the year. So, and once you've advertised it as in person, it's in person. You can't go back. So it does limit things. It's also a little harder for Patty because she's constantly creating packets and mailing them out too. So, but you know, it does create some extra work, but we are happy to do with whatever the board chooses to do.
What is our two new people to the finance committee? How do they feel? I guess I'd like to ask them, the new commissioner from Wright County, Mike, and then Wayne.
Well, being on the commissioner board here, we've been meeting in person with a lot of people doing the virtual Zoom in, and we've just kind of adapted. And given the weather and the distance, I don't know where you would all meet. I'm about an hour from St. Cloud, and given weather and everything else, you take the drive time away and people are in their comfortable atmosphere. I don't know what kind of hang up there would be by doing that. And like somebody pointed out, it's a smaller group and shorter roll calls if that comes into play. So I can adapt to the virtual just fine, I guess. But, I haven't been present for the financial meeting to know, the nuances and possible drawbacks. So, but that's what I'm thinking.
And Ed, to answer your question, I guess I'm with Mike. I can adapt, Zoom and Google Meets meetings all day long, but I would really value at least maybe the first time to have an in-person meeting, if that's at all possible. And with a little bit of advance notice to clear my work calendar, I could certainly be flexible there. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Something that for me, I do these all day also, and it's much easier with smaller groups, and also to just send everything electronically and then have it right up on your screen works really well with financial documents in a number of the other boards that I'm on. So that would maybe be an option. If we can meet in person in small groups, personnel and finance, maybe we'll try that. It's hard coordinating everyone's calendars. And yeah, logistically, I just don't, if we met right before a board meeting, then do you drive home and meet it with Zoom, or do you sit in the library somewhere and Zoom with you guys? So yeah, logistically, that sounds kind of like a headache, but we'll work with this more. I also think we need to be safe and respect each other, and we've made it this far, and I'm grateful we have this option to meet. It's not ideal. It's not what we'll do forever, but I think it's important to keep doing it for now. So stay tuned with that. We'll talk with, I'll talk more with Karen about personnel and finance when they need to start meeting and see how we proceed with those. Okay. Since we did our little opening and introductions, I'm going to not do a board forum section tonight because we're already over time. So does anyone else have any burning issue they need to discuss? Well, hearing none.
Madam Chair, I just have one quick question here. As a new person, I want to be sure that I get all the proper paperwork. Are there three forms that I need to get back? Maybe Karen's the best one, or Patty, to answer that question.
When in doubt, always ask Patty.
I think the statement, the per diem, and the trustee information, am I missing anything, or are those the three?
The oath of office, the trustee information sheets, both sheets, and then as far as the trustee reimbursement form, it depends on what you choose to do. If you aren't choosing to decline for the entire year, then you can just send me an email following my message tomorrow.
Okay.
So that one's up to you. The other two we need back.
All right. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Randy. On the next meeting on February 16th, is that a 5:30, 5:30, 6:00? I know we'll get updated, but I like to get some notice now if what time those two meetings are going to be.
In theory, 6:00.
6:00.
Both will be at 6:00?
That's what I anticipate.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's great to see everyone and really want to welcome the new people, welcome new staff and board members. It's a new year. Welcome to the board. We'll do great work together. Our work is done. Our agenda is complete. So I call this meeting adjourned.